I live a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. I live a self-fulfilling prophecy. What is a self-fulfilling prophecy? We have self-fulfilling prophecies that we make every single day of our life. Every single day of our life, we make self-fulfilling prophecies, and these self-fulfilling prophecies are that affirmation, ideas of positive thinking, ideas of who we are and what we are and where we are and where we're going and what are our values in life. That's our self-fulfilling prophecy. I say I like me, and then I fulfill that by living it, by expressing it, by being it. I say the world is a glorious, wonderful world, and then I contribute my part to making the world a glorious, wonderful world because I see it that way. I see everything in my world glorious and wonderful. I live a self-fulfilling prophecy that I am that which I am. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Sounds very, very fantastic, very wonderful. And it's just as easy and fantastic as it sounds. Every moment of every day, we are making prophecies. We are saying, I like me. We are saying, this is a wonderful world. We are saying, I'm surrounded by beautiful people. We're saying, I am healthy. We're saying, I am wealthy. We're saying, this is a great, 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 great world. And every time we say that, we are making a prophecy. We are prophesizing about what that world is, about what the world is that we are living in. And to be a prophet, to prophesy, prophetize, my, that's an interesting word, isn't it? To say that at all means that we are the ones who put it in motion. And we put it in motion in a most effective way, through our thought. Our every thought is a thought that brings about its own result. Now, what thought am I thinking? What ideals am I dreaming? What desires am I having? What is the most important thing for me in my life? What is the most important thing for me in all of the world? And the most important thing for me is what I am thinking about. What I'm thinking about is what is important to me. What I'm thinking about is the thing that I think is desirable. What I'm thinking about is whatever it is that I would like to have manifest, revealed, fulfilled in my world as a self-fulfilling prophecy. To have a self-fulfilling prophecy is not something we can choose to do. It's something we do. What the prophecies are, it depends on what we are putting in our consciousness every day, every moment of every day, every single moment of every day. What thought am I putting in my consciousness? What thought is most important to me? What thought is the most vital thought that I could ever have? What thought do I believe in? And you say, well, I believe I am not wealthy because I don't have a big bank account. I believe I'm not healthy because I have an illness here or there. I have a little something here or there, a big thing here or there, whatever. And you see, these are beliefs. These are things that we are thinking about. These are things that we are meditating on. These are things that we are empowering. Now, if we would like to empower a positive attitude, then we are of necessity going to have to speak a positive attitude. If we would like to be wealthy, we have to think about wealth. We have to think about abundance. We have to think about all these good things. If we think about poverty, that's what we're going to have. If we think about wealth, that's what we're going to have. Now, can you strong enough and long enough consistently prophesy the truth about yourself, that you are wonderful, that you are fantastic, that you're glorious, that you're wealthy, that you're healthy, that you're happy. Oh my goodness, if we can only say those things about ourselves consistently, persistently enough, we have them. But Herb, you talk about this all the time. You seem like you're a broken record. You go on and on and on and on. Yes, isn't it wonderful? And what kind of a life do I have? Am I living a happy, fulfilled life? Am I living in my healthy body? Am I living in my healthy mind? Am I living in my healthy bank account? Am I living with sufficiency for all the things that I choose to do? Am I living as a happy person? Well, the more of these affirmations that I make and that I live and that I am, the more I am being the self-fulfilling prophecy of what I think I am, I do. What do you think? What do you believe about yourself? What affirmations do you hold steadily in your mind? I can tell you. I just look at you and I see you and I know who you are and what you believe. I know what self-fulfilling prophecies you are manifesting, revealing in your world. Yes, they're always there. You're revealing them now. Now, do you really want to live a life filled with every good and beautiful thing? Do you really want that? You can, you know. Do you really want to live a life that's filled with every joyous, magnificent, marvelous experience that life could ever give to you? You can, you know. It's all a matter of what sort of thoughts you have, I have, in my thinking system, in my mind, in my brain, in what is going on in my world. Do I believe what I'm thinking about? Do I believe that everybody is wonderful? When I sit at the breakfast table with the monks, and I watch the way they eat, and I watch the way they think and they talk, are they always thinking positive things, or are they saying things that are trying to give them a boost, to let the world think that they're wonderful? Or are they doing it? Are they doing things that let the world think that they're wonderful? You know, if that's what you're doing, that can be a beneficial thing. But if you're doing it only because you want to prove to yourself that you're good, because you don't believe it, then you're barking up the wrong tree. You're aiming at the wrong direction for what you want to go. Because what you're saying is, I don't believe in this, and that's why I'm telling everybody how wonderful I am. Oh, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, you say to people. And people say, oh, how interesting, you know. But if you say in your heart, I am beautiful, if you say to yourself, I'm beautiful, if you make this affirmation your affirmation, you will find that you will be that way. Not because outwardly you have changed in any way at all, but inwardly you have changed. Inwardly, you are shining forth your glorious charisma. You're shining forth your glorious beauty. You're shining forth your majesty that's so wonderful. Now, what about health? And what about money? And what about things like that? Can you do the same thing there? You surely can. Now, how can you do the same thing there? You do the same thing there by wherever your concentration is of your thought about yourself. I'm happy, 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 I'm happy. I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. Oh, come on, Herb, those things don't work. You can't just will it into being. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. It already exists. That is a pre-drawn conclusion that we must come to. It already exists. That's why you're just revealing it, because it already exists. You're not manifesting it, you're not making it happen, you're just revealing that which already is. But now, you want to get your mind and your heart and your being tuned up to the fact that this is your self-fulfilling prophecy. This is who you are. This is what you put in mind for yourself. This is what you say about yourself. This is what you say about your life. This is what you say about your world. This is what you say about everything that you are and you ever can be. This is what you say. Now, are you willing, ready, and able to do that? Are you ready and willing and able to say about yourself these things and not have your tongue in your cheek saying, I wish? Oh, yeah. We have our tongue in our cheek pretty often because we say things and then we wish they were so. Know it. Know it is so. If you can think it, it already exists. Now, if you can think a car accident, it already exists. Oh, my gosh. Who wants to think of that? Well, if you're afraid of your driving, if you don't realize that you're an ideal chauffeur, if you don't realize that everywhere you go and everything that you do perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically, if you don't realize that, then, hey, what do you got coming for you? You got nothing coming. You got nothing expressing in your life. You got nothing being yours at all because you have put the cause in motion for some stupid thing that you don't really believe. Now, are you ready? Are you ready, willing, and able to experience these beautiful things? Are you ready to claim them as yours and name them as yours and enjoy them as yours? Then, if you're ready, willing, and able to do that, go in your meditation time, go in your private time, your quiet time, go in your inner self and say to yourself, it is done. Say to yourself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say to yourself, all that is good and all that is beautiful and all that is wonderful. Say it to yourself. Know it to yourself. Be it for yourself. Live it, live it, live it, live it. Yes. And then that fulfillment is there. Whatever you are experiencing in your life is a prophecy that you have made for that particular happening. And if that happening is not your choice anymore, then stop thinking about it. Stop empowering it. And empower what you do believe for yourself. I live in my healthy body. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I live in my healthy body. I live in my healthy body. Can you prophesy that? Oh, yes, I do. And I am, and I will, and I always will. I live in my abundance. I live in my abundance. I live in my abundance. I have an abundant life. Everything I do is abundant. Yes. Believe that for yourself. Say that for yourself. Say that not once, but a zillion times. Let that be the clarion call of your consciousness that forever and ever and ever reveals itself as that. Be your beautiful self. Be your divine self. Be your wonderful self. But you have to do it again. And when you fail, stop failing and start wailing about all the goodness that you are and all the wonderness. If you have a mistake, stop it. Don't even think about it. Now, go on and think about the positive. Think about the joy. Think about the right action that you really want to know and experience and have as your reality of every day of your life. You can do that. You can do that, and you will do that if that is your choice. It's not a matter of what someone gives you. No one can ever give you money. No one can ever give you health. No one can ever give you anything because they can also take it away. Whatever they seem to give you is not yours. You only want what is yours in life. You only want that which belongs to you, that which is yours forevermore. Perfect health. Isn't that a nice idea? Perfect health forevermore. That's my choice, and I give that to myself. Abundance. Now, real nice. I give that to myself. Abundance. I live in an abundant world. I live in an abundant family. I have abundance. I have independent wealth. I am wonderful, and I live in this. I don't need it from anybody else. If I ever ask anybody else for anything, I'll have to ask all of my life, and it will never be mine. I will be a beggar, and as I'm a beggar, I am going to always be a beggar, and I will never put the cause in motion, never put the law in motion, never put the principle in motion of my independent wealth. of my independent health, if I'm always going to be going to the doctor, if I'm always going to be going to the dentist, if I'm always going to be going to all these people, why don't I say every day, I have perfect teeth, I have perfect teeth, I have perfect teeth, I have a perfect body, I have a perfect body, I have a perfect body. When we say those things, we put that cause in motion. When we say those things, we put that experience in motion. When we say those things, we are the creator of our world. When we say those things, we are not making it happen. We are merely in the storehouse, the universal storehouse of all abundance, of all health, of all joy and harmony. We are drawing whatever we are. If you think sadness, you will draw from the infinite warehouse sadness, because all is there. All that we call good and all that we call not so good, that all exists already. It all exists. Wouldn't it be smarter to draw upon that which delights us? Draw upon that which makes us happy? Draw upon that which fulfills our very being and makes us feel 10 feet tall? We can do that. We can do that. We live a life of self-fulfilling prophecy. We live a life of self-fulfilling prophecy. What words we demonstrate in our life, it is the prophecy we're making. And we are fulfilling that by speaking those words, by thinking those words, by visualizing those words, by claiming those words as ours. I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. And lo and behold, you're sick. Now, that was easy, wasn't it? I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal. Affirmations, 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 they are the prophecies that we're making about ourselves. Affirmations, they are the prophecy, the reality that we're making for ourselves. You can do it. You can have it. You can be it. Because truly, you are it. Now, when do you want to start enjoying all of this magic, all this wonder, all this goodness that life is in our world? When do you want to start enjoying it? When? I would say now. Okay? You want to start enjoying it now. What are you going to do to enjoy it now? What are you going to do to enjoy right now that you are everything that is good and beautiful in this universe? Everything that is good and beautiful in this universe. Everything that's good and beautiful in this universe. When are you going to start enjoying it? When am I going to start enjoying it? Now. Because now is the only time there is. So, since I'm enjoying it now, I think it now. I live it now. I talk about it now. I reveal it now. I am it now. And as I am it now, and as I reveal it now, and as I live it now, I am having the most glorious experience that the world could ever give to me. I am the master of my life. I am the master of my consciousness. I am the master of my being. And truly, I am the master of my being. The fulfilling thing about this is, where is my emphasis? Where is my direction? My direction is that I like me. My direction is that I am ideal. My direction is I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My direction is I am the ideal chauffeur, the ideal driver. I am the ideal person in my body, living with every organ, action, and function in its ideal format, in its ideal way, its ideal purpose, its ideal beingness. I live in that reality. I know that reality. I am that reality. And that is all that matters to me, and that's all that matters to you, and that's all that matters in all the world. For nothing is more important than that. We live a life of self-fulfilling prophecy. So let's take that self-fulfilling prophecy today and claim it as ours 100%. Claim it as ours as the joy of our heart, the joy of our being, our only reality, and know that it is who we are. Know that it is what we are. Know that it is all that we are. And let's be that today, for that is the wonder, the magic. That is who and what we are, and it is wonderful. Claim that. Name that. Delight in that. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love me. I'm fantastic.